A juicy ripe apple with a green worm inside. My theory is that every apple, whether rotten or ripe on the outside, has a tiny little green worm inside that's just dying to crawl out. And one day, it will. Written by myself, age 12. Part 1. Normal people don't get bullied. Chapter title. Pull down your pants and let's compare traumas. Were you bullied in middle school? Yeah, you were? Bullshit. You weren't bullied. I was bullied. I am the ultimate judge of bullying, and I conclude that I was bullied and you were not bullied. So says me, court adjourned, gavel goes bang bang. Most people say they were bullied in middle school. But what they're describing isn't bullying, it's just feeling out of place. And hey, that's fair. Middle school is awkward, even for, per the title of this book, the normal people. For the normal people, I gather that middle school was annoying, but that the personal conflict never got darker than a story in the Disney's one Saturday morning animated series Pepper Ann. There's only so much darkness to be mined in the life of a protagonist described by the theme song as much too cool for seventh grade. Over time, I became resentful of these normies slash happies slash reggies slash those too cool for seventh grade who conflated run-of-the-mill middle school awkwardness with bullying. So in adulthood, I started to call them out on their shit. Oh, I'm sorry. Were you excluded from Sarah's birthday party that one time? Fuck you. I routinely found notes that said ugly and loser in my locker. Loser spelled with two zeros. And no, typos don't make the insults hurt less. I wish they did. That was a typo on the word wish. It's clearer if you read the book, but I just wanted to make that clear. By my mid-20s, every middle school story that didn't send someone into therapy later in life became open season for my ridicule. Aw, you got your period right before you went on stage for the talent show and it was awkward? Well, I was so routinely harassed at every talent show that by the time I got to seventh grade, I was grateful the only booing I got was from one person shouting, "Rachel sucks!" Side note, here's that actual diary entry from March 26, 2000. It reads, 2 days ago I was in the talent show. I got no boos, except for a barely audible, "Rachel sucks! I did super well." You may have noted that in my need to out-trauma story people, I turned into a bully myself. To that I say, "Ooh, look who's so smart. It's you. You're so smart. Why don't you have a smart party?" But please invite me because being left out of parties triggers my insecurity. As a mature adult, I've come to learn that trauma is real for everyone, and just because someone had it worse doesn't mean you didn't have it bad. Footnote, see Dr. Yakamura, I do listen in our sessions. Now get off my ass. And I'm the first to admit that my middle school horror stories pale in comparison with those of many other people. I was never physically attacked, the bullying never resulted in self-harm, and it had nothing to do with my race, sexual orientation, gender identity, or socioeconomic status. I was a looser, spelled with two O's, yes, but a white, straight, upper-middle-class, cisgendered, able-bodied one. Of course, this caveat regarding privilege applies to many other conflicts in my life, so feel free to apply this footnote to any of the conflicts throughout the book as you see fit. However, when I occasionally dip my toe back in the game of middle school trauma one-upmanship, I do have this story. When I was in seventh grade, the popular kids paid the most popular guy in school to ask me out as a prank. Ha-ha! Trauma checkmate, motherfucker! The story. In 1999, I was a seventh grader in Manhattan Beach, California at the creatively named Manhattan Beach Middle School. And I went to school with some real dumb fucks. Dumb fucks with no sense of culture, introspection, or the difference between plural and possessive. I know middle school is famous for being filled with dumb fucks, but there really is a special brand of dumb fuckery unique to the Southern California beach suburbs. We're talking people named Tiffany or Gaskin. Most of their conversations involved wakeboarding and burritos. People who think melanoma means a really awesome tan. People who asked me, "So did you guys write that whole thing after the drama department put on Into the Woods?" No, Gaskin. We didn't. We didn't write it. When I was in middle school, circa 1999, a lot of movies came out that explored the popular versus unpopular caste system. She's All That, Never Been Kissed, etc. Most people walked away from these films understanding that the moral was that the bullies were bad. But my bullies were so fucking stupid, they thought the heroes of those movies were the bullies. The second a new teen flick came out, my bullies would literally adopt the clothing and verbal styles used